We're back on the Moondogs pregame show here at AM 1230, The Fan Mankato, and online at mankatomoondogs.com. Sitting down with Moondogs manager Mike Orchard and coach. Rain out yesterday, the first of the season, but again, we've been dealing with a lot of rainy situations. Mother Nature has really been enforcing her will so far on this Northwoods League season here. But a chance for the guys really to spend some bonding time together, play some laser tag, hang out, and have some fun before getting back to work here today in a doubleheader.
Yeah, those things are nice during a long season. You just wish they were in late June, early July. I've been playing for a while, but it's kind of weird to start off with all the delays and putbacks and cancellations and things too. So just haven't really found a groove hitting on the field and guys position-wise, but hopefully they'll end soon.
Seemed like Friday night at Franklin Rogers Park, the Dogs kind of got out and started swinging the bats a little bit better. They scored 12 runs, end up winning 12-2. You get two home runs in that game. Pitching did well again as the starter, Brian Bunnell, goes 5 1/3 innings, gives up 8 hits, walked 3, but struck out 7. And Giannini comes in out of the bullpen and really closes the door and what could be a great arm out of that bullpen.
Yeah, it was nice. It all, you know, begins and ends with starting pitching. Your starter throws well. You look good. Your starter doesn't throw well. You're fighting. You're an uphill battle too. And the camera came in through well. But it's just tough to tell. You know, guys always first couple days are always behind with the wood bats and new environment. And we swung the bat well. So I think, you know, the real answer is probably somewhere in between the other night and in the first couple nights. So I don't plan on 12, but I also don't plan on getting shut out or, you know, two runs either too. So the more guys get more at bats, the more comfortable they get early in the season, the better off we'll be.
Why does it seem like year after year, guys who transition from those metal bats from the college ball to coming to the Northwoods League and swinging the wood bats maybe have that adjustment period or a transition in getting used to swinging a wooden bat?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's probably a better question for hitting guy from, you know, than to me. But, you know, I think mechanically there's a few things you can get away with a metal bat than you can a wood bat. I think the consistent higher reloads you see here probably as opposed to school ball. And to me, the biggest factor the guys don't talk about is when you play every day, there's a certain, you know, 10% fatigue that comes off the top of the body where, you know, when you play every day that, you know, 88, 89 gets squared up in school ball and summer baseball and you're playing with wood and you're playing every day, that seems to be a little bit more behind those pitches too. So that's just the way it goes. You know, certain guys can adjust quickly, but I think a big part of it's in the mechanics, the overall velocity of the pitching they see, and then probably the 10% fatigue you can take off the top.
Super regionals are starting to get underway now at the Division I level, and some of the NAIA and Division II championships are wrapping up. Where is your lineup sitting right now, and when do you see some of those more temporary guys heading home and some of the more permanent guys coming into a Moondogs uniform?
Next week, especially late in the week, I would say, you know, when, you know, Thursday, Friday, we're going to see some pretty good turnover as far as a lot of new faces. And then once we get to that 30 number, then we start releasing guys too. So coaches are in constant evaluation mode. I think next week will be the biggest flux week of the year with guys coming in, guys leaving, and also the draft. So I would say, you know, by the end of next week, we'll have a lot of decisions to make, probably more so than we ever have with the expanded rosters, the draft, and kind of success of some of our guys early on too. So it'll not be a quick conversation. It'll probably be a longer thing that we need to figure out.
You have a doubleheader here today against Duluth, just one day really in Duluth because of the rain out yesterday, and then two in Thunder Bay tomorrow. But who do you have on the hill for game one this afternoon? And more importantly, how do these guys prepare physically and mentally to play 2 7-inning games?
You know, as far as prepare, most of these guys play doubleheaders at school. I know in junior college we play one or two a week, so that's not an issue. And then for Division I guys, sometimes on Sunday or midweek we'll do those things. But 2 7-inning games, not too bad. If you're playing 2 9s, a little bit longer. But 2 7s are okay. And then we have Dan Mooney on the mound for game one, and then Ricky Hogg is game two. Dan's already pitches where this year he came in relief on opening night, and this will be first outing for Ricky Hawkes.
As far as these two guys are concerned, they both have decent velocity and they can really command their fastball out there. But what are you looking for in particular as they take the mound today as a pitching coach and as the manager evaluating them, as you said?
Just giving us a chance. In a 7-inning game, if you give us, you know, 5 strong and hold them down, we can score early on. It really puts a clamp on us. I think there's a little more level of panic in a 7-inning game if you get behind and putting the guy in, but also you got to worry about bullpen depth. So biggest thing is throw strikes, let our defense work, and put balls in play. And then for Mooney, being if he shows well as a starter, he stays in the rotation. And for Ricky Hawkes, Ricky has good stuff. He's got to work ahead in the count and throw strikes. If he does that, he should be tough to hit. But for both those guys, and the age-old thing of pitchers, you know, pitch ahead, throw strikes, throw ground balls, and they do that, we'll be okay.
This has to be an exciting matchup for both pitchers today. Duluth comes into this series the top hitting team in the Northwoods League with a .285 batting average. Does that present maybe a challenge, or is that something where those guys are maybe a little intimidated when they get on the mound because of a potential powerful offense?
Well, I don't think intimidation. These guys probably know who half these guys are. And I think stuff too early on the stats. For me, in the first, you know, three, four, you know, even 10 games, you throw them out the window because you're looking at a small sample size. You're looking at temp guys versus temp guys. You're looking at something goofy could have happened. So we're probably, you know, last in fielding percentage. I don't consider us a poor fielding team too. So for me, the stats, the first 10 games, you know, be careful of being a victim of those things. After 15, 20, 30 games playing, you'll see some more trends. So I'm not even aware of the rest of the team. I don't think our guys are either.
Finally getting some sunshine here today and getting a chance to play in some decent weather.
It's nice. A lot of these guys are still pretty pasty, you know, being up here, whatever else, too. So they got to take the sleeves off and get some of that sunshine in them.
Coach, good luck today.
Thank you.
That's head coach Mike Orchard for the Mankato Moondogs. We'll take another timeout, bring you the starting lineups when we come back. Stay tuned. The pregame show continues right after this here at AM 1230, The Fan, Mankato.